Welcome to Insider's English. I'm Vero. Today's grammar focus is about the present simple using the verb to do. A day in the life. On this page, we will look at how English talks about daily routines. You only need to read, listen, and observe the patterns. Celia's day. As you read and listen, notice how English forms questions, positive statements, and negative statements in the present simple. When does Celia work? She works in the morning. She doesn't work late. What does she do in the afternoons? She reads case notes in the afternoons. She doesn't plan the team's jobs. What does she do in the evenings? She relaxes in the garden in the evening. She doesn't watch TV. Jake's day. When does Jake start work? He starts work at 9. He doesn't start at 10. What does he do at work? He plans the team's jobs. He doesn't train Piper. What else does he do? He fixes small problems at home. He doesn't work in the garden. Sammy's day. Where does Sammy work? He works from home. He doesn't work in town. What does he use for his work every day? He uses his digital camera every day. He doesn't use his car every day. When does he finish work? He finishes work before dinner. He doesn't finish late. Piper's day. Where does Piper play? She plays in the park. She doesn't play in the garden. Who does she follow around the house? She follows Sammy around the house. She doesn't follow Jake around the house. When does she train? She trains every evening. She doesn't train early in the morning. Present simple to do. The present simple has two versions. On the previous page, we looked at the version with the verb to be. On this page, we will look at the version that uses do as an auxiliary verb. It is used to talk about actions that happen regularly. In the chart below, you can see the basic structure of the present simple. The first row is a question, the second row is a negative statement, and the third row is a positive statement. An X means nothing is possible in that position. Notice something important. In positive statements, there is no auxiliary verb in this structure in Standard English. This means the main verb carries the grammatical information. In the third person singular, he, she, it, that information appears as S at the end of the verb. This is why S appears only in positive statements of the present simple, and why omitting it is one of the most common learner errors. Much later, we will see that English can use do in positive statements for emphasis, but this is not standard usage. Now, let's look at the pattern behind these structures. Below, you can see three different statements. The first one is a question, the second one is a negative statement, the third is a positive statement. Please notice, I have not finished the negative and positive statements. In the question, you can see that there is a position, the second column, for an auxiliary verb, does. In the fourth column, the auxiliary is the position where we have the auxiliary verb for statements. But in this structure, it is only for the negative, does. And On the main verb, the sixth column is the only time that you see an S on the main verb. So although all three types of statements have an S on a verb, that verb is different. Does in the question, does in the negative, but lives in the positive. You and the others. Good news. The rest of this is easier, and here's why. We have mostly focused on what the third person singular looks like in the present simple. This is because it is the only form of the present simple that has an ending. The ending is S. There is no ending for verbs in the present simple for other pronouns. Here's an example of the verb go. I go, you go, she goes, we go, you go, and they go. Below, I have given you the most frequent forms used in conversation. Notice I have not made a question for I or we. That is because we don't usually ask questions about ourselves. I have also not included the form for plural you, as it looks and sounds exactly the same as the singular you. Do you live in an apartment? Yes, I do. I live in an apartment. No, I don't. I don't live in an apartment. Does he live in London? Yes, he does. He lives in London. No, he doesn't. He doesn't live in London. Do they live in the city? Yes, they do. They live in the city. No, they don't. They don't live in the city. In summary, in English, we use the present simple when we want to talk about our daily routines. On this page, we have looked at the daily routines of the insiders. We will practice these ideas on the practice pages. Please note that this is only one use of the present simple. We will look at other uses at another more appropriate time. Please don't forget to check the links below for other related pages. Thanks for listening and see you next time.